Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and welcome to the Leopard Carpet tonight. We're kind of doing things a little bit different tonight. We've got a team, an amazing, amazing group that is coming to us. They put on some great events here in Seattle, Washington, in the Pacific Northwest. And I want to welcome R. Curtis and Cynthia to the Leopard Carpet. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
So how are both of you this evening?
We're doing great.
We're doing great.
Unbelievable.
Wonderful. All right. So R. Curtis and Cynthia are from Baby Girls Promotions here out of the Pacific Northwest, and they've been putting on some great events. They do the Sunday Night Grooves every Sunday right now at the Tea Palace in Renton, and they've been doing a variety of events. So, Cynthia, why don't we start with you, and why don't you tell us a little bit about Baby Girl Productions and how this company, this group, came to be?
Well, we started the company about 4 years ago, and we decided that there was a need for old-school R&B and jazz. There weren't very many venues that you could go to and hear that type of music. And so I know I love the music. Art Curtis, he's in love with the music, and he's an R&B singer himself. And so we just decided to start promoting that and finding different venues that we could have shows at.
Wow, 4 years. I didn't even realize it's been 4 years already. But, you know, I've been watching you guys and watching the promotions. And, you know, you've guys gone kind of deep out there in some locations. I can't think of what the location is, but it's like down south and kind of, east.
Talking about Caballeros, aren't you? Ray Gibson's Caballeros.
Well, no, not Caballeros down in Tacoma, but you guys were like deep out there and like, I don't know.
Graham or something like that?
Graham, yeah. If you guys have your computer turned on, if you could turn the volume down because it's giving feedback. There's a feedback if you've got the computer on. If you're listening to the show live.
Okay. Is that better?
Much better. So, yeah, way down there in Graham. But now you've kind of brought it closer in. What was it like to, like, do a show, you know, that far out? And how does it feel being closer into the city?
Well, obviously it feels a whole lot better to be home.
Right.
Instead of being out there with folks that, you know, you might run into one person that, you know, but, I mean, they welcomed us because, you know, we bring a nice atmosphere with us when we go. Actually, at that time, I was performing at this sports bar out there in Graham. And it was, you know, it was pretty nice. It was something fun. It was quite a few people that showed up. So.
All right. So now we're at the Tea Palace. So can you talk about, like, the type of acts that you have perform every Sunday at the Tea Palace?
Do you mean specific artists or, because it's always old school R&B or jazz.
Okay.
We're going to be bringing in some blues here soon. So.
Okay.
And some of the people that we've worked with are old school fellas. We've worked with Josephine Howe, Michael Watchman, Goody Bag, Darren Metabody, Michael Powers, and several other local groups here. Jennifer Newberry is another name that we've worked with.
All right. So when you decided to kind of go this direction, was it because you just really, really saw this need for the Pacific Northwest? Because I know, you know, I'm 51 years old, and you know, to go out there to the clubs and hang with the young people, you know, it's just not going to happen. And I know that we kind of struggle here in the Pacific Northwest finding those quality venues where somebody, say, 35, 40 and up can go out and just really enjoy themselves, hear some good music, and be able to dance. So was that kind of the thought process when you decided to start all of this?
It was that, and also to move and go a little step further, it's not having a place where you have those age groups. It's having a place to go have a good time, listen to some good music, enjoy yourself around some civilized people. You can be 23, and you know what I'm saying, or you can
there
be
you
45.
Right.
But as
right.
long as you know how to act when you're outside, and somebody can come and enjoy themselves and leave without any
right.
kind of drama.
That's
kind of how we do it. You know, we promote good spirit and grown folk atmosphere, heavy on the good spirit.
There you go. You know, and I have to say, just, you know, for myself, I appreciate that, you know, because I do think it's something needed. And I agree with you that, you know, the younger crowd can. And there are definitely those that would want to, you know, be able to go to some place like what you and Cynthia have created, R. Curtis, and be able to experience good music. You know, it's funny, on some of my other radio shows, we've been talking about, like, real music, you know, kind of going back and compared to what's being created now. And I know that can be such a challenging conversation to talk about it. But I think that, you know, reality is there's a place, I guess, you know, for all the types of music that's out there. And, you know, there are people that you're going to find, you know, to appreciate the different genres and styles. So I just have to say for myself, I appreciate you guys, you know, doing what it is that you do. One of these days, I promise both you and Cynthia, I'm going to get to one of the shows. I mean, I've had the pleasure, as you know, R. Curtis, I've seen you perform, you know, several times. And I think that you are amazing, just, you know, as a performer, you know, yourself. So, much respect to you. You've been around for a long time. I know that you've seen a lot of changes here in the Pacific Northwest when it comes to, you know, performers and artists and venues and how people are doing things from back in the day when you got started to how they're doing it now. What are your thoughts, R. Curtis, on the changes that you've kind of seen in the Pacific Northwest and how things were done when you first stepped out to how they're done now?
You know what, Flavor? It depends on how far you want me to go back. You want me to go back to childhood. I was just having fun back there. And and it was a lot of fun, you know. If you're talking about the Emerald Street Boys, the rap scene and whatnot. That was, you know, we were doing shows, we were kids, we were having a good time, we were kind of like little local celebrities. And now, right now, to present day, where it was a whole lot more camaraderie back there, right now it's a whole lot more separation. And so the goal kind of with Baby Girl Promotions is to kind of bring that unity back into the music scene, you know, back in the black and tans. I wasn't back then, I heard about it, and it was good. It would be real nice to have that right now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of what I've seen with my eyes so far. And we've we've been able to have the opportunity to work with, you know, some amazing gifts that we do have here in the talent that is in the Northwest. And we just look forward to doing it. We got an amazing, amazing vocalist that's going to be coming here in May. So, and I think she should be waiting to be talked to.
I know it. I've been just kind of hiding this one because I'm so excited about her coming on. I just wanted to talk to you and Cynthia, you know, first to kind of really find out, you know, and have the listening audience, you know, understand who you two are and what it is that you're bringing to the Pacific Northwest, because I think it's really, you know, something that needs to be heard about. And I'm really excited at the fact that you wanted to come on the show tonight and talk about that. And then, of course, bring our secret special guest on here very shortly. But Cynthia, you know, now that you've been doing this for 4 years, how does it feel? Is it what you had expected when you first dreamt of it and created all of this?
Oh, not at all. And it feels great. You know, it's been 4 years. It seems like we really just started yesterday, but, you know, it's very gratifying to see when we do have shows and we have full capacity and everybody's having a great time. So,
right.
You know, it's just nice to bring that to the people here.
So I know right now you guys, you know, are doing the shows at the Tea Palace, but you do work at other venues and put on other shows besides the Sunday Night Grooves, correct?
Yes, we do. We work with Caballeros every first Saturday of the month.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's one of the other places that we're at.
So why don't you tell people where Tea Palace is in Renton and where Caballeros is so that, you know, they have the address. I don't know if you have the address off the top of your head or anything like that, but tell them where they are and, you know, it's the same type of flavor that they can expect at Caballeros and at the Tea Palace? Okay.
Absolutely, because that's what we, you know, we bring that atmosphere. I think that's what makes our events unique. But Ray Gibson's Caballeros is 1516 South 28th Street in Tacoma, Washington. I don't know the zip code, but that's pretty good. That's right off the top of my head, huh?
Right. That's pretty good. I'm impressed.
And then we've got Tea Palace, which is in Renton. You got that information there, Cynthia?
That's 2828 Sunset Boulevard in Renton, Washington.
Teamwork.
Okay. All right. There you go. Teamwork. Yeah, got each other's backs. I can appreciate that. Definitely can appreciate that. Well, you know, you guys just keep doing what you're doing, you know, because it is needed. And I have to say, you know, I understand that you're targeting, you know, anybody that's 21 and up. But for somebody who's in my age group, it's definitely
right.
appreciated. And I know that there are other people in Seattle that, you know, that also appreciate that fact that, you know, the two of you have created. And we need to be able to spread the word more so that more and more people, because it is a conversation that I've had. And, you know, and we need to realize for those people that do not understand that, you know, this does exist every Sunday, you know, and down at the Caballeros on the third Saturday of each month.
The first.
Okay. First Saturday, you know, so, you know, we need to, you know, help get that word out because there are too many people that are saying, you know, that they, you know, they're craving that.
Nothing to do here, huh?
Right, yeah. Right. You know, there's nothing to do for our, you know, you know, or that there aren't quality performances. And the thing is what I also appreciate about what the two of you are doing is that there are some amazing talents from right here. And people just
Absolutely.
Don't know it. And, you know, so I appreciate, you know, that that you guys are bringing, you know, these talents, you know, so people can, you know, get to know, you know, who we have right here in our hometown. But, you know,
Absolutely.
I talk about the fact that people think we've really got it going on here out here in Seattle. I was saying this to our Curtis Cynthia the other day. You know, people really think we got it going on. The fact is we do. We just really
yep.
need to understand that we do, you know, because we got
exactly.
the talents. I mean, like Speakeasy Unplugged, you have their last Sunday, you know, with
mm-hmm.
Sister Love, you know. Sister Love, LaTanya Horace, she and I go back. We used to work together. You know, I remember seeing her perform reggae, you know, before she started doing what she's doing now.
I remember
you know,
that
and
yeah.
then,
yeah.
you know, Josephine Howe, you know,
mm-hmm.
I've had her sing Happy Birthday to me, you know, so it's like
That's amazing,
these amazing, yeah, these amazing talents, you know, and I just don't want anybody to sleep on them because if it's up to me, I will let everybody know. You know, out there in the world, you know, about these talents. If I could get some, you know, recordings of some people, hint, hint. you know, because I would
wow.
love to share you guys. You know, I would really, really love to share you guys, you know, with much more than right here in the Pacific Northwest because you guys deserve to be heard. So, you know, before we actually bring in our special, you know, special guest, you know,
right.
Our Curtis, would you, can I bat my eyes? Not that you can see them. Can I bat my eyes and get you to sing just a little something-something?
Sure, I can do a little something.
Okay.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And my house just ain't no home anytime she goes away.
Okay, that was just a little bit of R. Curtis's flavor. If you're in the Pacific Northwest, you need to come out, definitely, and to the Tea Palace every Sunday for Sunday Night Grooves. This coming Sunday is going to be Miss Josephine Howe. Did I get that right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You did get that right. And I want to say thank you to you, Flavor, for having an avenue that we can actually go to the media and do the same thing, because you're doing the same thing. You're highlighting the local gifts, and then you're taking it, you're spreading it abroad as well. So we thank you, because everybody needs to play their position, and that's yours,
well,
so we appreciate you.
You know,
well.
And I'll just tell you this right now. You know, I mean, I knew that when I was doing this show, the biggest, you know, target was going to be Seattle and the Pacific Northwest, you know, and that was my initial goal. But I can tell you, New York's on the line right now listening. You know, Kansas is on the line listening. You know, we got people from across the United States right now listening to you guys, you know. And so I'm really, really excited. Okay, I'm a little thrown off here because we've got two other hands raised. I want to say that our special guest is a 818 area code. Would that be correct? Do you know?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so if you guys don't mind, let me bring in the other caller before we bring in the special guest and see who they are, because they raised their hand, and I imagine they want to talk to you.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right, caller from the 206 area code, you're on the leopard carpet with R. Curtis and Cynthia from Baby Girl Promotions.
Hi. I just wanted to call in because I was listening to the program, and first of all, I want to say I appreciate the program, but I think these guys are being a little bit modest on what they do. I think they do a good job, but I also think that what they did mention is some of their venues, they actually have VIP seating, and Ms. Guyton really extends herself with doing little special gifts and things for the VIP seating. And they're right, the atmosphere is one where you could come, you're grown, and you can have that feeling of old school, like back in the day, and have that camaraderie with other people that are like you. So I just wanted to give them a shout-out and say to keep up the good work. And also, I hadn't heard of this radio station before, so I'm glad I tuned in so that I could be up with that. So that's
all right.
What I wanted to say.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thank you.
Thank you very much. We're going to need your address so we can send you your check.
No, but thank you. I really appreciate that.
Okay,
yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You.
Thank you very much.
So all right. Can I ask who this is?
Yeah, maybe be our guest this week.
Yeah.
Can I ask what your name is?
My name is Paulette Payne.
All right, Paulette. Well, obviously you have been out there and, you know, experienced what R. Curtis and Cynthia are putting together. So, you know, what better person than for Paulette to call in, you know, and tell people.
Yeah, they
what...
also, wait a minute, also they do fundraisers. Because I remember during the Haiti catastrophe, they stepped up to the plate and did a wonderful fundraiser out north. I believe it was at Scarlet something tree or
Scarlet
something
tree.
Like that. So, so, you know, they're out there doing their thing, and they also have compassion to help people as well. So that also should be mentioned. Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you were their cheerleader because, you know what, you know, people need to hear about that. I agree with you. You know, they're not giving the full story, Miss Paulette, you know, so
you
I
know,
appreciate
you
calling in.
You know how they get nervous and they don't want to blow their own horn, so somebody got to come in and do it, right?
There you go.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
You need to come out and be our guest this Sunday.
Absolutely.
At the
I'm going to try to be there. I'm going to try to be there.
Okay,
then, y'all take care.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Alrighty.
Okay. Bye bye.
Alrighty. Bye bye.
We're modest.
Well, see? Now look at that. There you go. Now that was very cool.
Very nice. Yeah.
That's very cool that somebody who has been out there experiencing what you guys are putting together. You know, because I think that's what really speaks volumes. I think that's what, you know, groups like yourselves and, you know, just artists. You know, when somebody calls or, you know, speaks it and said that they really dig what somebody's doing, That's
right.
That speaks volumes. You know, I say this
all
the time. When
about.
You know, when you say, oh, don't go to that chicken place, you know, over on Jackson. I bet you, you know, if you were to tell me that, Cynthia, I'd drive right past that chicken place on Jackson. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yes.
And I, you know, if I really wanted chicken, I'd be trying to find someplace else, you know. Or if you said, you know, I really, really like, you know, that pho place, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, I might consider, oh, I feel like pho, let me go stop there. So anyway,
right.
you know, I think word of mouth is very powerful. So I definitely
Absolutely.
Appreciate Miss Paulette. So,
yeah.
you know, I am going to bring in our special guest now, and I'm just really, really thrilled, our Curtis
We're
and Cynthia, that you allowed her, you know, to come on the show with you two tonight. I'm going to just tell my little brief thing, and then I will let you guys introduce her. But my very, very first event that I ever did and was involved in was called the Grown Folks Cruise back in 2004.
Wow.
And this wonderful, wonderful lady who we're about to bring on was one of the star performers of that event. Absolutely amazing. I mean, it was just like, you know, she and Josephine Howe, along with Paul Richardson and his band, you know, performed. And it was just a special, special night for me. I was so proud. You know, it was just beautiful. On top of the fact, I do remember, you know, I don't go on very many dates, and this was a long time ago. I went on the most amazing Valentine's Day date. Just one of the best. That didn't last,
okay.
but that particular day was really, really nice. And after we went and saw Jeffrey Osborne, we ended up at Salty's.
Mm-hmm.
And at this particular night on Valentine's Day, this lady who's about to come on, I believe, daughter, became engaged on that Valentine's Day.
Wow.
So, Cynthia and R. Curtis, will you please introduce our special guest tonight?
Cynthia, you do the honors.
Yes, I am very proud to bring to you Miss Corlo Weigel.
Hi,
Yay.
Everybody.
All right, welcome to the leopard carpet, Miss Corlo Weigel.
Thank you so much. How are you tonight?
Oh, I am so good. I was just so excited when R. Curtis mentioned the fact that he wanted you to come on the leopard carpet and come on the show. I'm like, are
yes.
you serious? I felt like, you know what? I felt like I'm just like a real superstar right now because
you are a superstar, girl.
You are.
You know, I was listening. I have to tell you, I was listening to your tracks, you know, that R. Curtis forwarded to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, Corlo, I could picture you singing, you know, and it sent chills up my spine because I remember what it's like to be in your presence. And I don't know if I have ever really, really felt the way that you can grab people and just pull them in, you know. And it's like you can't pay attention to nothing else but Miss Corlo Weigel when she's up there. You know, and it's just your presence, but the power and your delivery and all of that is just something that I think everybody in the world needs to experience.
I would love for that to happen. But you know what? I have always felt that no matter where it is or
mm-hmm.
who I'm singing for, that I have to give them all of who I am because
mm-hmm.
I just feel like they make me the celebrity I am, whether it's, you know, on a regional or, you know, a huge international. So it doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter to me. I just love singing, and I love making people happy with what I do.
Well, you know what? I think that you can tell that you love it and that you're very, very passionate about it. I was like, when I finally realized that you weren't in the Pacific Northwest, I was really sad.
Well,
you know,
I was sad to leave, yeah.
You know, and so, you know, now you're down in California and everything, but I'm sure you're just wowing the people down there, too.
Well, you know, it's a whole different, you know, scene down here. It's, it's not like, you know, when I left here and went to Seattle, I was, of course, mesmerized by the Emerald City.
Okay.
And it was about a year that I had been there. I went for a gospel production called Power of Prayer. It didn't make it. It lasted probably about 6 weeks there. And then everybody that was in, mostly everybody that was in the production came back to California, but I stayed with another young lady who, her name was Patty Williams, and she's no longer with us. She passed away last year, but she had kind of talked me into staying and seeing what it was like, and I called my mom. I said, "Hey, Mom, would you mind if I just check it out here?" And my mother was my biggest fan. I had two children at the time. I had they were young, 13 and 12. And she says, "No, honey, you do your thing. Mama's here to take care of, you know, you do what you got to do." Okay. And I just thank her for that because, as you know, I became pretty well known in the Pacific Northwest. So I kind of became an icon there. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for my mom being the gracious mom that she was, you know. So it's just way different down here. It's not where, to be honest, not where I would like to be. I would love to be back in Seattle. And I see that may happen, you know, sooner than I think. So
right. Okay. Well, I would imagine it's much more. I mean, if it was up to us, you would be back up here. You know,
I got you.
You know, so I totally understand. You know, we'll just to put it out to the universe and keep that in our prayers and everything. You know, to bring you back up here because, you know, just like what Cynthia and R. Curtis are doing with Baby Girl Productions or Promotions, you know, you're the style of what it is that they're wanting to bring, and I think that there is clearly an audience. And I mean, I know that you already have a following, but I, you know, we crave, you know, what it is that you're doing. And so, So I understand you're going to be coming up here and performing here very, very soon.
Yeah, at the end of May, I'll be there Memorial Weekend. I'm so excited.
Okay. So now R. Curtis and Cynthia, she'll be performing at the Tea Palace and Caballeros?
Yes, she'll be at the Caballeros on May 26th, and then Tea Palace the following day, May 27th.
Okay. Okay, so if you were in the Pacific Northwest and you were listening to this show, you definitely need to come out and hear Ms. Corla Weigel at the Tea Palace on the 27th and the Caballeros on the 26th. You will definitely not be disappointed. Cynthia and R. Curtis will be putting out the information about the tickets, you know, shortly, so definitely stay in tune and in touch with them so that you know what's going on, and not only just for when Corla comes, but for all the events that they're doing. So you know what? I've got to give them a taste of your flavor, Miss Corla Weigel. I think we are going to start out with...
I don't know if I can follow Curtis now. Mr. Curtis was tearing it up. I don't know if I can follow him.
You can give us a little something live.
I'm telling you, that voice, that deep-sounding voice is like, goodness, it sounds so good.
Just a little taste, huh?
Okay, just a little taste. I see the party's jumping, everybody's having a good time. Do you know what's going through my mind? Do you mind if I get comfortable? Can I kick off my shoes? Say when you're bringing me a drink, or play me some of them down home blues.
All right.
Yeah. Keep going.
Little down home blues for you.
There you go. That's just giving a little taste. I will play your tracks, though, you know, during this next half hour, you know, so they can get a taste. So so what do you have on the horizons? I mean, I understand that you've got a new CD that's going to be coming out this year.
Yeah, working on that now with my co-writer. His name is Brian Smith. He actually wrote the first CD, Perfectly Corla, with me. He's an amazing, amazing writer. He is from from the Pacific Northwest, from Seattle, Washington, and he moved moved here to California maybe, I want to say, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, something like that. And he is an awesome writer. He really is an awesome writer. So we'll be doing some more stuff together. I think more of a little bluesy album than the past works.
Okay.
And we're working on a song now called Walking Stick, and I just I think it's fun. You know, it's you got to understand as artists we do grow older. I mean, there are those that refuse to disclose that, but in reality, you know, we do get older, and unfortunately.
Right.
We lose a lot of our, you know, fans that were older than we were, you know, coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to know that we can still pull in the younger ones, you know, the ones that
right.
do like the slow jams and the blues and the jazz, you know. And my daughter, my youngest is 21. And,
okay.
I mean, from the time she was, you know, in her early teens, she knew all of, you know, Temptations and OJs and, you know, Aretha Franklin because
right.
that's what we listened to, you know,
right.
with just that kind of thing, you know. So
right.
I definitely appreciate the fact that they are keeping this kind of music alive, Cynthia and R. Curtis. It's just that here that's not happening as much. It's still... You know, the young kids, the rap, the hip hop, and so you don't have the rooms out here that you or the people behind the old school.
Okay.
You know, out here, there's
okay.
a few old schools, but very very little, very little places.
Oh, interesting, because I do think that we have that appreciation up here, and I don't know if it's because of, you know, or artists such as yourself and Josephine and all that have kind of instilled that in us, you know, over the years and the appreciation.
Right.
I do think that if young people really took the time to sit down and pay attention, I think they would really, really dig it too.
Of course they would. Of course
you know,
they would.
I'm with you. You know, I raised my kids, you know, coming up on the old school stuff, and my youngest is 24. So, yeah, my kids know it. They know the steps and everything.
There you go.
Know?
There you go.
And all of that. But, you know, please know that you are appreciated and that you're needed.
Oh,
you know, you just
you
really,
much.
Really are. Because, I mean, again, you know, when R. Curtis approached me, it brought a smile to my face. I'm like, yeah. So it just brought back memories, you know, and great memories.
You.
You know how,
yeah.
like, you talked about the Temptations, like you can say, this is where I was, you know, when I first, you know, heard
exactly.
this song, you know, or whatever. And so it's like thinking about you, you know, took me back to some really, really great memories being raised here in the Pacific Northwest.
Thank
so
you very much.
I'm just really, really thrilled. You know, well,
thank
with
you.
That said, let me play I Remember by Miss Corla Weigel.
I remember as if yesterday the walks of the park making dreams along the way. I can still feel your loving me. What will I do if I can't remember you? I remember your voice and the heart. I can still see you smile. I remember it all. Now I see But what will I do if I can't remember you? If it doesn't work out today, you know, I remember as if it were yesterday. I can still see the laughter in her eyes. I can still see how she was the most important thing in my life. And now it just seems so strange that she's not here. So many times I still remember, but what will I do? If I can't remember you.
Curtis and Cynthia, can you like picture her? I mean, I can picture her singing
when
I hear it. You know, I mean, it's like I'm so excited. So Corla, how did you get connected, you know, with R. Curtis and Cynthia, where you get to come home to the Pacific Northwest and perform? How did that
all
happen?
You know, I always give my praise to God that things happen for a reason. There's no accidents. Mm-hmm. There's no, you know,
absolutely.
It happens for a reason. And I remember that I hadn't been on Facebook for a while, and it was so funny. I got on Facebook. My daughter had given me this little tablet. It's a phone tablet. And I was playing around with it, and I went onto Facebook. And I went to my daughter actually went to the messages, and Cynthia had sent me a message. And the message she had sent was just like 5 minutes before I responded to the message.
Wow.
And it was just freaky how, you know, that it was that quick. And like I said, I hadn't been on forever.
Right.
And the message had posted like 5 minutes prior to me answering to her. So it was just amazing. And she said, and Cynthia said she had been looking for me for a while, you know, trying to contact me. And, you know, it was the hookup. God was the in-between guy. He was the man who made
it
happen.
Oh, wow.
That's a true blessing.
Yes. Yeah, he blesses me every day, and Cynthia, and I can just feel Cynthia and I have been in contact more than R. Curtis and I have, and I just feel her love and support, and you know, the, everything she wants to make sure that I'm, you know, taken care of, and it's just wonderful. She just seems to be a very wonderful lady, and I am very honored to be part of this promotion company. So.
Well, I thank
exactly.
you, Cynthia.
We are more honored to have you.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Miss Cynthia, you got the ball rolling, though. You know, see, it was meant for you to send Corla that message that day, and it was meant for her to happen to come online. You know, and look now we're
look where
in
we're
for
at
a
now.
Treat. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. I'm hoping I'm off that weekend. I need to go to work and check my schedule, because I need to make sure that I'm there, because, yeah, I know it's going to be absolutely amazing. So, Corla, you just told on yourself. You're not on Facebook very often.
I am more often now than I have been. You know,
okay.
I just wasn't, you know, my life here is very family. You know,
okay.
Even though I'm still into the music, still writing or whatever, but...
Mm-hmm.
I have, you know, a 4-year-old granddaughter that I take care of, and a 9-month-old grandson, who is the first boy in my immediate family.
Wow.
I have all girls, three daughters, two granddaughters, and he's the last of the Mohicans,
at
least for right now. So, I'm a family woman, always have been a family woman, and when my family calls and says, Mom, I need you. I can't make it on my own, or I can't do this. Then I'm there. I'll put down whatever I need to put down and hold and say, okay, Mom's there. You know, and this was one of those times when I needed to put that on hold and be here for my girls, you know. So.
Oh, and you know what? I totally understand, because I watch my grandkids during the day too.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a 4-year-old. You probably heard her a little bit in the background at the beginning of the show.
I did. I like, do I hear a kid, a baby, a kid?
That was my Miss Kumora. She's just something else. She's 4 years old, and then my grandson, Sean, he's just turned 9. So I take care of them during the week, you know, for my kids. And I totally get, you know, what you're saying. You know,
there's not enough of that. There's not enough of the family love. I think that's why a lot of kids today are – you know, doing the suicide thing and doing the, you know, they just don't have the support of the family that, you know, the love that, and the assurance that no matter what happens, you can come to me. If someone is, you know, bothering you, or if you, you know, drugs or anything, you can come to me, because I want you to feel that security, you know, so.
You know, it's interesting
that
you said that, and you're so right. I think that the dynamics of the society and communities that our children are coming up in now are very, very different than back in the day. And
definitely.
You know, and because I guess, you know, this kind of takes me back to your music again, Corla, that, it's that feel good, you know, even if it might be a little bit emotional, you know, maybe it might touch you to the point that you cry, but it's still something that you can embrace in a positive way.
Sure,
to that sense of, you know, when I was coming up, the neighborhood that I grew up in, you know, was in the central area and all, but it was really a community. You know, the moms knew all the kids' names. The kids, you know, was like, you know, Miss Taylor, Miss Thomas, you know.
Same here.
You know, you got in trouble from one of them first before you went home, and you got in trouble from your own mama.
Exactly.
You know, and so I think that you're right, you know, that our kids now coming up don't have that type of village to help bring them up, because
that's right.
It's crazy. So I appreciate that in you saying that, because it just then again, like I said, takes me back to your music, that it's like almost all encompassing of who you are, obviously, from what you create, you know, as an artist, to who you are as a mother and a grandmother. So, you know, thank you definitely for that.
Thank you
much. Well, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled you're coming back. You know,
I'm
again, we're going to
well.
Be putting it out in the universe that you will definitely be able to return. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, I remember, like, she was down at the Sheridan performing and, you know, all kinds of places. I can remember that. And I can really can't honestly say of too many artists that I can, like, picture, you know, in actual venues. You know, people, you know, performing and all of that. And so, you know, I was trying to hunt because I've got this picture of me, you, and Josephine, you know,
uh-huh.
on the jazz boat, you know, in 2004. I'm like, I got to find that picture
right.
so I can post that up. You know, but it's like, it's great memories. You know, it's great memories. Mm-hmm. And it shows the talents, like I was saying to R. Curtis and Cynthia, it shows the talents that we've had up here. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I think that a lot of times Seattle is slept on. You know, people don't necessarily understand and realize the talents that we really, really have. You know, of course,
yeah.
we're known for, what, Quincy Jones and Nirvana
right.
and Jimi Hendrix, right? But there's so much
right.
more to the Pacific
yeah.
Northwest,
oh,
you know.
Well,
right.
yeah, well, Ray Charles was a part of that history, too, even though he wasn't
right.
from them.
Yeah,
he
wasn't originally from here, but he definitely came
right.
up here. Right.
He did. Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, but there's been some greats in my mind. You know, there's greats that are still coming out of the Pacific Northwest. And I think that's one of the reasons why I started doing the radio shows, you know, was so that I can have that opportunity to showcase the talents that are from here. You know,
right.
along with the talents that I'm connected with around the world, you know. And so it's a beautiful thing, you know, to have this opportunity to be able to share you not only with people who are listening from the Pacific Northwest, but to the, I mean, like I was telling R. Curtis, I mean, right now, you know, we've got people in New York and Kansas, you know, actually on the phone line listening to this show. And, you know, and I have a big following, you know, in Europe and in Africa. You know,
mm-hmm.
and all of that, to be able to share you and your voice and your story, you know, is big for me. And so I'm honored, you know, that you took the time out of your busy
Thank
schedule
you.
And away from your family tonight to perform. So everybody
Thank
that's in the Pacific Northwest, please mark your calendars. Set the time aside for May 26th and 27th. You are in for a treat. If you have never experienced Corla Weigel, or even if you have experienced, she's been gone for a minute. She's coming back home to the Pacific Northwest, and you get to get a taste of her flavor. So you definitely need to be there. R. Curtis, where can people be in touch with you so they can stay up? Or Cynthia, you know, where can they stay in touch with the two of you so they can stay up of what's going on with Baby Girl Promotions?
They can reach us on Facebook, and they can reach us Baby Girl or baby-girl-promotions.com. And you can also give us a call at 253-221-7619 or 253-861-0176.
Wow, she's actually giving phone numbers out. Y'all brave,
yeah.
huh?
We're not worried about it. God got us. We good. We're not worried about it.
Well, I thank you so much for all three of you, you know, taking the time and coming on the show with me. Definitely, you guys, you know, anytime that you have an artist you want to push and promote, you know, just give me a holler just like you did R. Curtis, and, you know, we'll make it happen. I'm proud to be able to represent, you know, the people from my hometown. And, you know, I appreciate this opportunity, you know, to spend this time, you know, with the three of you. Miss Corla, I'm definitely going to try to make sure I am off that weekend because I need to experience you. I need to get a taste of your flavor so I can have some more memories, you know, to add to my history bank of who you are and what you bring to all of us. So, you know what? So, R. Curtis, you know, and Cynthia, again, you know, tell people where they can find your events at and, you know, what to expect here in the next few weeks from Baby Girl Promotions and Sunday Night Grooves.
Yeah, I see. So I'm going to do it in my best radio voice.
Okay.
No, I'm just joking. So this Saturday, this Saturday at Ray Gibson's Caballeros, you can catch the Old School Fellas. The doors open at 8 o'clock and the show starts at 9. You want to definitely come out and check this band out. They're like a Motown-type band, 8-piece band, and they always have a lot of energy and some cool moves. So make sure you get out there. And then Sunday, what would that be?
Josephine Howe.
Thank you. We have Josephine Howe at Tea Palace, which is 2828 Sunset Lane in Renton, Washington. The doors open at 7. The show starts at 8. And there's some incredible cuisine there. We've got the DJ, RC the Trackaholic, that's going to be dancing, and we go all the way until noon. The address for Ray Gibson's Caballeros, I left that out, 1516 South 28th Street in Tacoma, and that's members and guests. Get there. And
all
next,
right.
And wait, one more.
Okay. I'm not trying to rush you.
The following Sunday, after Josephine Howe, we actually have Next Movement, the band from Las Vegas, that are going to come in and bless the town. So that's pretty exciting. That's another one that we've got coming up. So, and if you're interested in working with us and you want to do a show at any one of our events, give us a call, Facebook us, or go on the website, because we're open. So it's baby-girl-promotions.com.
All right, so definitely look them up. Again, I appreciate the fact, Art Curtis, that you mentioned if they are an artist that are interesting, because I meant to put that out there too. You know, if they're wanting to work with you and see about putting on a show, I appreciate you putting that out there. Now, Corla, do you have a website? You know, we already, you know, you might be on Facebook a little bit more, you know.
I will be on Facebook more. Right now, I don't have a website for you to go to, but we're working. You know, I used to have one, but just like I said, because I kind of took a low profile at this time.
Mm-hmm.
But everything will start, you know, being put together again. So.
Okay. So is it okay if we, like, direct people to your Facebook page?
Definitely.
If they want to find out more and get connected?
Yes.
All right.
Definitely.
Well, we will definitely, I will put that out there, you know, once I get back online and put that information. And, you know, I'm thrilled. Again,
thank you so much.
I feel,
yes,
like, blessed. You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
like
I do.
This was a blessing, too, just like you were talking about the fact of Cynthia, you know, connecting and reaching out to you that way. I feel the same way. You know, when R. Curtis reached out to me about doing this, and it was like, oh, I want to tell who it is, you know. And it was like, okay, no, let's keep this a secret. Let's keep it a secret, you know. And I love how this all just came together very, very nicely. So I'm very, very pleased. But I want to close out the show, Corla, with your other piece, which is called Should Have Been Me. I love this piece. So, again, everybody, please mark your calendar for the 26th and the 27th of May, and be sure that you come out to one of those events and experience this amazing lady. You will not be disappointed. So I'm going to close out today's Leopard Carpet with Corla Weigel's piece, Should Have Been Me. We were just listening to Should Have Been Me by my secret special guest artist tonight, Miss Corla Weigel. You've been listening to The Leopard Carpet. The actual special guests are R. Curtis and Cynthia from Baby Girl Promotions, and then they brought Miss Corla Weigel on with them. So, R. Curtis, you were trying to call
yes.
me, darling. Well, do you need to tell me something secret?
No, I just you're a mess. No, I just was I didn't know if we were off or not. This was kind of like the first time for this one, so you know.
I was like, okay, what do I do? I could have muted myself and answered. Huh? I apologize. You're still on the air with
no,
me.
It's all good.
But I want to thank the three of you, you know, for coming on the show with me tonight. This has been really, really special. And again, R. Curtis and Cynthia, you are definitely welcome, you know, to come on anytime. And Miss Corla, you know, even if you're in California, you ever feel like coming on the leopard carpet on any of my shows, you know, you are definitely welcome to do that too. When your album comes out, you know,
yes.
and you want to do a promotion on that, we can definitely hook you up with that too.
That sounds great.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
all right. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in and listening to The Leopard Carpet tonight, to those that were listening live in the chat room, to those listening live in the wings, and to those that are hanging out with us on the switchboard. I appreciate all of you. And, you know, this is what we do here. We support underground independent artists like Miss Corla Weigel. So thank you so much, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.